Blog Talk Radio.
Bien, bien que se son muy plan.
Hey, Bob. No, he doesn't listen to me anyway. You learned out the fucking door and only told if you knew anything wrong. No, I don't bother me. Skip the bullshit. You can't lie to me. That's a good liar. That's a hurt. Somebody that's porn.
Apex, see the difference.
Yes, good morning.
You're just too good. You take my
Your hair is very good. You go see you alone. You got speed, but you don't got heart. You got heart, but you don't got speed. You just keep him alive. Well, there you go. Now I'm watching the video. I just hate you.
Thank you.
Are you fit to go in there? Yeah.
Please come.
That's a question. There's a show I've been watching, I don't know if you don't know about it, my listeners so much into. This is called Blocktopia, Eugene's Corner. There's a show I watched that was taped 1965 in Los Angeles, California, Hollywood. Johnny Carson show. And guest there was Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin, who was probably, somehow by a motorball. So look at that one. What is it, too? Let's see if you haven't seen it.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Whoever does the Tonight Show, Johnny especially, when he did this kind of thing, the book, he holds up the book. Unfortunately for me, the book is not here. The book is Favorite Runner by J. Richard Kennedy. Now, if you recall, the last time I did the show, I had on as one of my guests, Frank Sinatra, and I have to tell you what this show did for him. Well, you have my word. The next day, wherever he went, people recognized him. And I was going to introduce...
Hey, you look good.
This is awfully slow. This is without a doubt one of the slowest moving shows I've ever seen. Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday. It was terribly slow.
Yes, in your condition, the super cheap would be slow. if you're wondering about this, I'm celebrating the Dodgers. Okay,
gotcha.
And if it wasn't that, you'd find something else to celebrate with?
Yeah, I was celebrating for 32 years.
Hey, folks, shut up.
Good morning.
Everywhere. Well, I live at the bottom.
Did you ever think about all the sandwiches that are consumed across the country during just one evening of the night show? For example, there are thousands of loaves of bread, hundreds of slices of cold cuts, jar after jar of mustard, actually tons and tons of cheese. And when all those sandwiches are enjoyed, here's a safe bet on what's being enjoyed right along with them.
Yeah.
And of course would be Budweiser. Bud is the largest selling beer in the world. If you're planning an icebox raid tonight, head for yourself a Budweiser. To go right along with that sandwich. It could possibly cost a little more, but as the Echo says, it's got Budweiser taste that makes it worth it. It is worth it. It's Budweiser.
Glenn was supposed to do it in paper, but I don't see who's doing it now. That's what it looks like. You ever see what that does to your shoes?
Well, it's not going to happen. Well, you're working. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. What are you saying? I don't know.
What's the difference? Just leave a call.
Is that going to be some film?
Yes. Now I want to explain to you. I'm just kind of kid it around and joke each other up and everything. What's a friend? What? A promo is like when you go to school. The teacher says, everybody who isn't let down is promo. All right?
Oh, you
don't tell him what I said, Frank.
What? So, you're going to show a promo that I had on my show?
No, he's giving
me $160. Oh, 60? He did the 60?
No, he did 20 for the
food. Oh, that was great. Okay, well, that's, I mean,
why don't you go out and get soda?
I can do that inside.
Are we ready to run this? So here are the list of promos.
That's what I did. Basically the same thing.
Jumps from the bed and she stay at the end of the bed, and then she crawls her way up, puts her head on the pillow, and snuggles up behind me and lays on my back.
Charlie's a bug.
Be true.
Half bug. Yeah, you ever see Tony's dog? That's Charlie's brother. Charlie's sister.
Okay, got it?
Yeah.
Thank you.
11 o'clock this morning.
That's their problem.
And none of us.
Was that so before we came on? You know, I missed highway patrol again.
Did either of you?
Thank you.
sure that was a hit, but nobody came out with any jugs or nothing.
Oh,
yeah.
I just want one.
Wait, no. Yeah, it was $29
when I had done. 33. No, that's my money.
I just got a picture of me and my son. I'll probably put it up Thursday.
Promise even the wealthiest course of colds, flu, and bronchitis, hour after hour. Vicks Formula 44.
Replace the window and scraped out the caulking in the front door and put some new caulking in there, he'll get a ticket for not showing up, but at least he won't get those tickets. So, yeah, he could do something about it. He could save himself all that money.
What should we get in now? That's the deal I have, you know, for the month of January.
He can't let them in the house because they'll see the leaking roof, they'll see the other stuff, and on Tuesday at 10:30,
Two and a half hours.
So for 2.5 hours, it sure is worth it to save yourself all that fucking money.
Well, let me call you right back.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going so far.
I just passed thank you all the silencer.
Yes,
I
you
wish you would. Silencer, it's the American James Bond. My name is Matt Allen.
Oh.
I killed 15 guys one afternoon, one gun. Didn't reload at all, except, you know, when I went to the bar. Oh, I was gone. This sure was dull before we came out.
Yeah, you know, the funniest part about the show is the way he's been flicking the ashes on my hand instead of the ashtray.
Oh, it sure is swell being here, Joey.
So I can do the show anytime we want to.
Yeah?
No problem.
I've been watching.
Dave Tepper, the races, though.
Dave?
Yes.
I've been watching 4 or 5 years. I was just hoping I'd get to get on this thing.
Well, I wanted to know how much I appreciate the time, the fact that you
were not that it's your show. Thank you.
You want to love me just before they think I'm a Nazi?
how much I appreciate the fact that she would run directly from your show right over to here. And I have you got the wrong party? We'll be back in just a minute after this word from your local station.
Alright. How are you doing?
I just saw Buddy Greco was standing over there. I just want to congratulate him on his big smash at the Coconut Grove, buddy. Johnny Carson will be back tomorrow night, and Johnny's guests will be Bill Cosby, George Siegel, Harold Andreessen, Paul Revere, and the Raiders. Yes, Brad.
Did you bring the ice cream truck with you when you came over? And like a fresh almond.
I again would like to thank Bill Foster, Julia Krause, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin for giving up and Jay Kennedy for appearing here tonight.
Well, we know when we're not wanted. You're pulling us off, right?
No, that's it.
Bye.
This program was pre-recorded.
You're closer to 4% here. I'm not going to wipe that in the room. You don't bring me flowers, and you don't get a bug this week. What happened? Hi, Jay.
Oh.
You should have had a bomb. Well, let's continue that, Jay. Yeah. Right?
Yes.
Appreciate it. Have a bomb with you.
A bomb with you.
Happy Baby Day weekend. I was telling mom that I couldn't bomb with you this weekend. You ain't have a bomb with you.
You don't.
All right. When is your
don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor to really sweep them away. And baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
That was loud. That was there.
We know home means everything. As America's lender and the official mortgage provider of Major League Baseball, we fund more than 30,000 home loans each month, saving you money and providing mortgage solutions that are personalized, convenient, and fast, and tailored to the most important home team of all, yours. Give us a call at 844-751-LOANS or visit us online today. Loan Depot, home purchase, home refinance, and the official mortgage provider of Major League Baseball.
Folks are having the main characters.
We lost 658 men and women, friends, family, colleagues, and Janet and Cheryl that day. We will never, ever forget them. And we consider it part of our job at Holstein. We will never forget them. And so we started Charity Day. And on Charity Day, celebrity ambassadors come in, and they represent charities that are doing good work in the world, that are important to our families, our clients, our employees, our community, so that we can pay forward the good that was shown to us in the days and weeks and months following Congress. And thanks to Charity Day and all that people have donated and given to us in the family, we have been able to give away over $300 million. When COVID hit, we had to pivot. And so for the first time ever, we tried something new. We did a virtual charity day. And I am so proud that we were still able to raise millions and millions of dollars on that day. When Superstorm Sandy struck our community, we were devastated. But we knew that with the lessons we had learned from 9/11, we would be able to help, and we would be able to help in a huge way. And now the Cannabis Show Relief Fund basically has two arms. One, our charity day, where we raise money for hundreds of charities doing good works around the world. And our second, our disaster relief program, where we go in with hundreds and hundreds of volunteers we help those hardest hit by natural disasters. In addition to giving money, we want to give hope. We want people to understand that we will still be there. We understand what they are going through. We have not forgotten them. We will not forget them. Because the lesson that we learned with 9/11, 20 years later, and hopefully 20 years in the future, is this. 20 years, 9/11, never forget. Give back.
The song here, I know a singer also sings it. Yeah?
I can't lie.
That is my answer. I'm fucking myself. I'm gone in here. Pile. You can tell me. I'm fucking myself. And there's no one around you. Ow. Yes, mate. It's more hot. Chicago, look away.
When you called me up this morning, told me about the new love you found. I'm in love, boy. Found someone else. I guess I won't be coming round. I guess it's old days. It's really old days. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And from what you said, I know you got to know me. It'll never be the way it
is. It's just future.
Thank you.
Come on, Jojo. Let's go. Come on, girl. Come on. Come on, girl. Come on, Jojo. Jojo. Come on, girl. Come on. Can you see? Come on, come upstairs. Come on, Jojo. Girl. Okay. There he is coming.
Everybody wants to meet. was me that found the day. I grew from each other.
Thank you. And that, of course, was Mae West. Mae's most famous line was, come on up and see me sometime. Our most famous line at the moment is, wishing you were here. Okay, fellas.
Thank you. Thank you. time goes on, I'll be alive, just what you need. And now that you're here, promise your love that I've waited to share.
Thank you. Thank you. Terry.
Thank you.
We lost each other. Yes, Santo.
Thank you. Chicago, everybody. Mary there yet? Nope. Then we're on the carousel first.
Even though we need a holiday, I feel a little bit Yeah.